all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Seconds, minutes.
The toll from the Northeast blizzard.
There's probably tens of millions of dollars worth of damage here.
Common chemical danger.
To potentially accelerate menopause by 2 to 4 years.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, time may be slipping away for two hostages held by ISIS.
I'm Kenji Goto-Jogo. This is a voice message I've been told to send to you.
One of them, the Japanese captive, was heard in a new audio tape today with a deadline for action that's less than 2 hours away. ISIS wants Jordan to release an Iraqi prisoner, it says it will kill a Jordanian pilot it holds. The pilot's father made an impassioned plea.
I make a suggestion to the people of Jordan to push more on their government to protect the life of their son. Otherwise, your king is the one who killed him in his stubbornness.
It's not clear what might happen to the Japanese hostage, but his life has been threatened before. David Pollack of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says any swap could increase the danger to others.
This kind of a deal will probably only encourage the terrorists of Islamic State to take more hostages if they can.
Forecasters say New England residents who dug out from 2 feet of snow or more are in for more, up to 6 inches in some places. CBS's Anna Werner is in Marshfield, Massachusetts, a city battered by the blizzard.
The combination of high winds, heavy snow, and blowing seawater left some towns along the Massachusetts coast a frozen, icy mess with downed power lines, collapsed roofs, and blown out windows.
There's probably tens of millions of dollars worth of damage here.
Phil Tavares is Marshfield's police chief.
There's an awful lot that goes into this, and I would imagine it's going to take us a couple of years to completely rebuild things.
Bob, boom, you know, just like fast as lightning. Wham!
Marshfield lobsterman Tim Mannix has half a dozen broken bones in his face after the storm came barreling through the sliding doors of his seaside house in the middle of the night.
I know I'm lucky. Yeah, oh yeah, I know it.
Now he's just doing his best to deal with both the physical and emotional damage left behind.
The measles outbreak linked to California's Disneyland has now grown to 95 known cases in 8 states. 200 children may have been exposed to a woman with the measles who went to an Arizona urgent care facility, where Deborah Stevens is a spokeswoman.
Measles is contagious a full 24 hours before the fever comes, and that's well before the rash begins. So it's entirely possible that someone could not know that they have the measles and infect other people unintentionally.
Arizona's ordering anyone exposed to the measles who hasn't been vaccinated to be quarantined for 3 weeks. There's new evidence of a link between some common household chemicals and the early onset of menopause. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Research indicates women can go through menopause 2 to 4 years earlier when they have higher levels of certain chemicals in their blood and urine.
PCBs, pesticides, phthalates, and furans.
CBS medical contributor Dr. David Agus says some of those are banned but have lingered in the environment. Others still common. Phthalates, for instance, are used to soften plastic.
They're in many cosmetics like lipstick, and they're in some of the soft moldable plastics that we use potentially for our children and to cook in.
He says try to stay away from chemicals when possible, and certainly more research is needed here, Steve.
Well, a new insurance industry report makes clear what automakers have been contending. The newest vehicles are the safest. Jeff Gilbert covers the auto industry for WWJ Detroit.
Your chance of dying in a crash is one-third less in a 2015 model vehicle than it is in something 3 years older. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety President Adrian Lund says part of this is technology, part design.
You know, the occupant compartments don't collapse, and there's room in there for you to be protected by your safety belts and airbags.
Lund says modern safety equipment saves 8,000 lives a year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, the 5 power conferences in the NCAA, including the Atlantic Coast Conference, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student athletes. The latest county by county unemployment report in North Carolina shows Orange County continues to have among the lowest unemployment rates in the state.
Your rate has gone down from 4.4% to 3.9%.
And an Alert Carolina message was sent to students, faculty, and staff on the UNC campus on Wednesday, warning of a scam targeting college campuses around the country. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage, traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, we talk a lot about the UNC basketball teams, both men and women, but one player you haven't heard much about is doing some outstanding things off the court. We'll tell you all about him in just a few moments. And
Duke is 4-3 in the ACC and going to undefeated Virginia.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
27 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to start to warm up soon here. We have partly sunny skies today. Slight chance of sprinkles in the afternoon. Look for a high today in the upper 40s. And low tonight, safely above freezing, with the middle 30s. And we do have a slight chance of rain continuing overnight. 8:06. WCHL, five power conferences in the NCAA, including the ACC, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student-athletes. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on this development.
The decision was made about a week and a half ago at a meeting with university leaders from around the nation. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the conference included 80 people, one from each of the 65 universities in the power conferences, along with 15 students.
The most interesting part of the conference were the students. They were incredible. They had lots to say about these things. This is the first time students have started to be included in their future and the way we think about it with the regulations from the NCAA.
UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says that the vote for autonomy will allow the power conferences to make decisions that will not include the smaller conferences in the NCAA that do not have the same resources.
Schools in the BCS conferences, the 65 kind of biggest schools in the country, now have the right to vote about legislation that would affect them only.
Chancellor Folt says that the primary vote this year was taking steps to protect student athletes.
The initial regulations were voted in mostly have to do with things like getting students full cost of attendance, a very strong one that says that students couldn't lose their scholarships based on their athletic performance. That's a very big commitment. We were already very close to that in our own way of dealing with things, but this makes this true across the conferences.
Cunningham says that they will now be able to provide the full cost of attendance to student athletes through scholarships.
We have 800 student athletes. There are about 300 scholarships that we spread over the 800 students, and the in-state difference is about $4,000, and the out-of-state is about $6,000. So it is a lot of money.
Now, Cunningham says that the transition will likely not be a smooth one, but it will be beneficial for student athletes in the long run. Chapel Borough's Art Chansky says that it is important to stay on the student athlete side of the line that divides them from employees of universities.
We're doing this and this and this while retaining the college model. You know, they want to stay on that side of the amateur line, rather, and never get to the point where the government is going to come in and say, you're paying them too much, they're employees, and there goes your tax-exempt status, there goes your nonprofit status, and if they get hurt, man, you got to pay them workman's compensation.
Chancellor Folt says that the next level of conversation will include governing how many hours student-athletes can commit to their sport, as well as looking at standards for admission and ongoing eligibility for student-athletes. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
An Alert Carolina message was sent to students, faculty, and staff at the UNC campus on Wednesday, warning of a scam targeting college campuses. According to the FBI, college students across the United States have been targeted to participate in work-from-home scams through emails to their school accounts that recruit them for payroll and/or human resource positions with fictitious companies. Students are then asked to provide their bank account numbers to receive a deposit and then transfer a transfer a portion of the funds to another bank account which is involved in the scam. Likewise, university employees are getting fraudulent emails indicating a change in their human resource status. Information from the employee is then used to access the employee's official human resources account and alter direct deposit settings, diverting paychecks to the scammer's account. Now, the FBI has come out with a list of recommendations in order to protect yourself, and a lot of this is just common sense, but they say, first of all, if a job offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Also, never accept a job that requires the depositing of funds into your account and wiring them to different accounts. Look for poor use of the English language in emails, such as incorrect grammar, capitalization, and tenses. Many of those things are common. Many of the scammers who send these messages are not native English speakers. Never provide credentials of any kind, such as bank account information, login names, passwords, any other identifying information in response to a recruitment email. And forward suspected emails to the university's IT personnel, and tell your friends also to be on the lookout for the scam. The latest county-by-county unemployment report in North Carolina shows Orange County continues to have among the lowest unemployment rates in the state. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Larry Parker's with the State Department of Commerce. He says Orange County's labor force remains static compared to November, but things continue to move in the right direction.
It was just over 73,650 a year ago in November, and it's now 73,550 in November of this year, or November of 2014. The difference is the number of people employed in Orange County is up by just over 300 people, and the number of people unemployed is down by about the same amount. So your rate has gone down from 4.4% to 3.9%.
The highest unemployment rate in the state is in Scotland County at 13.7%. Nonetheless, Scotland County reported the largest decrease in North Carolina over the course of 2014. Parker says North Carolina continues to see good news in almost every job sector.
One of the surprise sectors for December was construction, which added the most jobs over the month with 4,100. So, you know, when you can add 114,500 jobs to the state over a year, I think that's a pretty good sign. Only government is the only sector with a loss over the year.
And he says a rising construction tide is lifting plenty of other sectors across the state.
When you can have that industry going really well, it feeds off manufacturing, which is up over the years, was up over 9,500 over the year. Trade, transportation, utilities was up 17,600. So a lot of those sectors are tied back to construction.
Overall, North Carolina's unemployment rate was 5.5%, while the national rate was at 5.6%. The last time the state rate was below the national rate was last April. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Just a terrible story out of Burlington yesterday. Emergency crews, or I should say Tuesday, emergency crews in Burlington responded to an area of North Fisher Street near Webb Avenue in reference to a pedestrian who had been struck by a train on Tuesday afternoon. Officers located a subject near the tracks who had suffered fatal injuries as a result of the collision with an Amtrak train. That happened at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The train was traveling north just prior to its arrival at the Burlington Amtrak station. Amtrak personnel reported seeing the victim walking beside the track just before the accident. Police identified the victim as 25-year-old Franklin Gwynn of Burlington. The investigation into the cause of the accident is ongoing. Gay marriage is front and center on this year's first real work day at the North Carolina General Assembly. Senate Leader Phil Berger filed a bill on Wednesday that would allow magistrates to refuse to preside at same-sex weddings and assistant registers of deeds to not issue licenses based on religious convictions, but they would not be involved in traditional marriages either. Berger had said he would file a recusal bill after judges last October struck down North Carolina's constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Berger told the Associated Press in an interview, the exemption to preside at all marriages ensures court officials aren't picking and choosing whom they will wed. Democratic lawmakers and the gay rights group Equality North Carolina held a news conference on Wednesday opposing the bill, saying it's simply discrimination in disguise. Abortion rights groups want the Republican-led legislature to keep its hands off rules proposed by state regulators for how North Carolina abortion clinics have to operate. Several Democratic lawmakers plan to join health providers and activists at a news conference today at the legislative building in Raleigh. The Governor Department of Health and Human Resources released the draft rules last month, mandated following a 2013 law that abortion rights supporters at the time opposed vehemently. But now groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice North Carolina say they have support, that they actually support the ensuing regulations and don't want lawmakers to try and change them. The socially conservative North Carolina Values Coalition has said the regulations don't go far enough and fail to meet what it calls the legislation's intent to treat clinics like outpatient surgery centers. And North Carolina business leaders say the state will face serious problems, such as increased joblessness, if politicians don't develop a strategy for funding transportation needs. The North Carolina Chamber's president and chief executive officer, Lou Ebert, said at a news conference yesterday, the state has no strategy to fund a $65 billion gap in transportation needs over the next 25 years. Ebert says the state is at a crisis point that jeopardizes its economy. The chamber handed out a report with proposed funding mechanisms, including tax increases, but Ebert says lawmakers have to determine the best method. The news conference came as the General Assembly convened its long session. Governor Pat McCrory has said he will propose a bond of at least $1 billion for some road projects and offer funding options. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We had a crash earlier clearing on the shoulder northbound Durham Freeway at Briggs Avenue. It's still causing some pretty heavy delays to start just before Cornwallis if you're heading through RTP or into downtown Durham. 40 eastbound also expect some crowded conditions with slowdowns from 54 through 751, but otherwise it looks like it's cleared up a little bit as you make your way towards RTP from there. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Sort of a typical morning around here. Some problems, but not as bad as it has been some days.
That's sure. Very true.
Well, thanks very much for keeping an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you again in just a few minutes.
All right.
This traffic report brought to you once again by the Carolina Inn. You know, the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by the Orange County Agricultural Summit. 27 degrees, partly sunny, slight chance of light rain in the afternoon, probably sprinkles, or a high today about 48 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of sprinkles this evening. Not as cool, though, with a low in the middle 30s, safely above freezing. On Friday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high in the middle 40s. When I say breezy, I mean really strong winds late in the day, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, look ahead a little bit clear, colder with lows down to the low 20s. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of about 45 degrees. The Orange County Agricultural Summit. This is an annual event. 17th annual Orange County Agricultural Summit is to be held February 16th, just a couple of days past Valentine's Day, from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And to register, visit orangecountync.gov.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
News around town this morning, the Orange County Arts Commission has named Hillsborough author James Maxey as the region's 2015 Piedmont Laureate. Maxey is a writer of speculative fiction, including science fiction and fantasy. As Piedmont Laureate, he'll appear at public readings, workshops, and other events throughout the year. The Piedmont Laureate program is co-sponsored by arts organizations across the Triangle, including Orange, Durham, and Wake Counties. If you'd like more information, visit PiedmontLaureate.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Let's talk a little basketball today, and we'll talk about a player that you may not know very much about. UNC basketball is known for winning a lot of championships, but there's one player winning a different game off the court. And he's a championship kind of guy. WCHL's Kyla McCoy reports.
Sasha Seymour is used to winning titles, but not always in basketball. Despite being the senior class president and the recipient of the most prestigious scholarship UNC offers, Carolina basketball player may just be the sweetest title yet.
I've always dreamed of playing basketball for North Carolina. So to make the team was in and of itself a dream come true. Such a special opportunity to put on a Carolina basketball jersey and say I'm part of something that's says such a historic legacy.
Seymour played in six games for the Tar Heels before tearing his ACL in a game against Alabama. Seymour's injury marks the end of his Carolina basketball career.
When I tore my ACL and I found out that dream was essentially over, it was tough. But at the same time, I know that there are a million kids out there who have had the same dream that I've had. There are a million kids that want to play basketball for North Carolina. And so to even have gotten this opportunity in the first place is just such an incredible blessing.
Seymour says his injury gives him a new goal to tackle.
I really like setting goals and accomplishing them, and I really like going after something. And I think this is just another challenge, and it's just another goal. It's just another thing to overcome. And when I think of it like that, it gives me another thing to beat, and I like that a lot.
So how exactly does the senior class president balance his time on and off the court?
I think it's a little bit cliched to say never keep following your dreams, never give up on that. But that's entirely true. I mean, that's exactly what I did. And in each step in the process, I had this end goal in mind of this is where I wanted to be and this is what I wanted to do. And as long as you keep that in mind, it's entirely possible to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Seymour will be working abroad in Ireland next semester as a recipient of the Mitchell Scholarship, one of the most selective scholarships in the nation. Kylie McCoy, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Sasha Seymour, remember that name. He's going to do some great things. Maybe not on the basketball court, but out there in the world. Tony Parker scored 17 points. The San Antonio Spurs overcame another lethargic third quarter to beat the Charlotte Hornets last night, 95-86, final score. Former Tar Heel Danny Green at 16 points for the Spurs. Tim Duncan, who once played at Wake Forest, added 12 points and 14 rebounds. San Antonio won its sixth straight at home. And in other sports this morning, the Chapel Hill High School Tigers are searching for a way to end the dynasty of the Orange Panthers tonight in wrestling, but it will be easier said than done. The Tigers and Panthers will grapple in a dual match at Chapel Hill High School tonight at 6. On the line is the Big 8 regular season championship. Panthers have won 11 consecutive regular season titles. Orange, coached by former UNC wrestler Bobby Schreiner, has defined dynasty in triangle wrestling for the past 20 years. Now in his 26th season in Hillsboro, Schreiner has built a program that has won 5 dual state titles and 16 conference championships across 3 different classifications. Schreiner says the Panthers have had plenty of help from their seniors this year.
You know, and our older guys like, you know, Byron and Malik Jimenez and Gonzo Garcia, Cantarell and Joe Scott, you know, it's really the guys that went to states last year, you know, those guys have really been solid. Right. Trent Tanner, he's been out some.
This year, Orange has had seniors Joe Scott at 138 pounds and Byron Stevenson at 285 claim their 100th career wins. Meanwhile, Chapel Hill High School looks to pull the upset tonight with George McBurney looming large at 220 pounds. McBurney, also a center with the Chapel Hill High School football team, finished 4th at the Tiger Holiday Wrestling Classic. Chapel Hill head coach Tripp Price says the Tigers have a lot of experienced wrestlers.
We have 2 returning state qualifiers in Zach Allen at 120 pounds this year. He was a state qualifier at 106 last year. And then George McBurney is a state returning state qualifier at 220 pounds. And then we have 2 seniors, Elliot Martin and Eric Jens, who do a good job, along with Camden Berge and Hudson Price.
In addition to tonight's critical dual match, Chapel Hill High School will also host the Big 8 Conference Championship meet coming up on Saturday, starting at 8:30 in the morning. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke is 4-3 in the ACC and going to undefeated Virginia. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. This week could end with Duke having played 8 ACC games and split them. The Blue Devils, a preseason pick to win the conference regular season, blew a 10-point lead at Notre Dame Wednesday night and lost to the smaller and surprising Irish, who are 8-1 in the ACC and in second place behind Virginia. Duke has stretches where a 2 looks unbeatable, but then goes on long scoring droughts like at South Bend and fails to make winning plays at the end of the game. The Blue Devils are weak on defense in the middle as teams easily take the ball inside on them, where freshman Jahlil Okafor is not as dominant as advertised, and he has little help for an otherwise undersized lineup. It is rare that an opponent is more athletic than a Mike Krzyzewski team, but 3 that have defeated Duke, NC State, Miami, and Notre Dame, all are, with Carolina still to come.
The Blue Devils are actually cut a little short in size, quickness, and athletic ability, and thus cannot control an entire game against a good opponent. And if they get into the slightest bit of foul trouble, they have virtually no depth coming off the bench. Now Duke goes to Charlottesville, where Virginia is truly unique. The Cavaliers are the most efficient offensive team in the country while being among the lowest in the number of possessions. Defensively, they are one of the best, having held Georgia Tech to 28 points for an entire game. UVA, currently 19-0, has its most challenging stretch of the regular season, facing Duke and then coming to Chapel Hill Monday night, then playing Louisville and going to NC State. The defending ACC regular season and tournament champion does not play Notre Dame or Carolina a second time and has Wake Forest twice, Pitt, Florida State, and Virginia Tech before finishing the schedule at Syracuse and at Louisville. Without a superstar on the roster, Virginia clearly has the easiest schedule among the five teams in the ACC in the nation's top 12, and it matches up perfectly against far more heralded Duke that shoots freely and plays surprisingly poor defense. Few would guess that with all of their publicity, the Blue Devils have been to only one Final Four in the last 10 years. So far this season, they are not looking like one of the top four in their own league. This is our chance to see ya.
WCHL Championship Sports brought to you by UNC Healthcare.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine and Your Health Radio. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, February 7th, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina General Internal Medicine Department, 102 Mason Farm Road, Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with the counselor. Call 919-966-2276, extension 238 for details. The number again is 919-966-2276, extension 238.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
The BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite Sales Event is happening now at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs are lower cost with lower mileage and an up to 5-year or 75,000-mile warranty. During the Certified Pre-Owned Elite Sales Event, lease a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. That's a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. As low as 0.9% financing and a one-payment credit of up to $500 are also available on select Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs. Listen to what Donna had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
We were greeted with enthusiasm when we first came into the dealership. Kip, the BMW genius, was very helpful and knowledgeable about the cars we were testing. Steve Slocum and John Hillard made our buying experience easy and effortless. It was overall the best car buying experience I have ever had.
Now that's a wow. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
36-month lease with 10K miles per year based on MSRP of $34,900 and a selling price of $40,300. $25 with $5,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
827 at WCHL. We have 28 degrees now, starting finally to turn up, and we're going to go up to about 48 degrees before this day is out. The world's finest dancers are going to heat up the stage and Dancing Pros Live, and the audience gets to vote for the best of the best. Experience this unforgettable live dancing competition coming February 12th to DPAC. We have a grand prize package that we're going to give away soon. Your chance to qualify comes up sometime between 8:30 and 9 right here on WCHL.
Are you-
you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The Academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds two annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
Hello, this is David, the Town Hall Burger and Beer in Durham across from Southbourne Mall. You always know when you come to Town Hall Burger and Beer, you get an 8-ounce burger, cook your way, you choose your bun, you choose a great patty, whether that is a chicken, whether that is quinoa, whether that is black bean, whether it's a salmon or our special blend burger. So now you can come in and have your favorite burger, chicken, quinoa, bacon, hand-cut fries. So come join us at Town Hall Burger and Beer. That's it.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's new Hawk and Tar Heel station.
All right, time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. I'm brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And actually, it's not so bad. It's a little cold this morning. We got down to 26. That was our lowest temperature. Right now, it's on the rise, 28 degrees. Slight chance of sprinkles in the afternoon with a lot of sunshine today. Our high today, about 48 degrees, maybe 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of light rain, not as cool, with a low around 35. And then tomorrow, a sunny day, but very breezy tomorrow. We're going to have some strong winds at the end of the day, up to 30 miles per hour in gusts. Our high tomorrow, about 45 degrees. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nod. A new prisoner exchange message purportedly from captured Japanese journalist Kenji Goto held by ISIS.
If Sajida al-Rishawi is not ready for exchange for my life at the Turkish border by Thursday sunset 29th of January, Mosul time, the Jordanian pilot Muaz al-Kasasba will be killed immediately.
The audio message appears to extend the deadline for Jordan to release an Iraqi woman suicide bomber. In Amman, Tom Rayner of Sky News reports, the Jordanians probably won't go along with any deal that leaves their pilot in ISIS hands.
Jordanian officials have made clear that their priority is their pilot, and that potentially puts them at odds, or certainly in a diplomatic difficult situation to handle with the Japanese government. It's hard to see how both countries might be able to achieve what they need in terms of protecting their citizens.
The deadline about an hour away. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the Morning News is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 28 degrees in Chapel Hill, 27 this morning in Carborough. I'm Rod Stutz. What happens if you make a deal with these terrorists? You know, it's just going to encourage them to go out and capture more people and do the same thing. Oh, boy. The five power conferences in the NCAA, including the Atlantic Coast Conference, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student-athletes. WCHL's Blake Hodge has a report on this development.
The decision was made about a week and a half ago at a meeting with university leaders from around the nation. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the conference included 80 people, one from each of the 65 universities in the power conferences, along with 15 students.
The most interesting part of the conference were the students. They were incredible. They had lots to say about these things. This is the first time students have started to be included in their future and the way we think about it with the regulations from the NCAA.
UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says that the vote for autonomy will allow the power conferences to make decisions that will not include the smaller conferences in the NCAA that do not have the same resources.
Schools in the BCS conferences, the 65 kind of biggest schools in the country, now have the right to vote about legislation that would affect them only.
Chancellor Fault says that the primary vote this year was taking steps to protect student athletes.
The initial regulations were voted in mostly have to do with things like getting students full cost of attendance, a very strong one that says that students couldn't lose their scholarships based on their athletic performance. That's a very big commitment. We were already very close to that in our own way of dealing with things, but this makes this true across the conferences.
Cunningham says that they will now be able to provide the full cost of attendance to student athletes through scholarships.
We have 800 student athletes. There are about 300 scholarships that we spread over the 800 students, and the in-state difference is about $4,000, and the out-of-state is about $6,000. So it is a lot of money.
Now, Cunningham says that the transition will likely not be a smooth one, but it will be beneficial for student athletes in the long run. Chapel Borough's Art Chansky says that it is important to stay on the student athlete side of the line that divides them from employees of universities.
We're doing this and this and this while retaining the college model. You know, they want to stay on that side of the amateur line, rather, and never get to the point where the government is going to come in and say, you're paying them too much, they're employees, and there goes your tax-exempt status, there goes your nonprofit status, and if they get hurt, man, you got to pay them workman's compensation.
Chancellor Fault says that the next level of conversation will include governing how many hours student-athletes can commit to their sport, as well as looking at standards for admission and ongoing eligibility for student-athletes. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today is the first full day of the North Carolina General Assembly. Legislators reported back yesterday in Raleigh, but today is the first regular day. And North Carolina's NAACP leader has challenged new rules about public assembly in the state legislative building as part of protests targeting policies by the GOP-led legislature. There were about 75 people yesterday marching to the building with Reverend William Barber for a demonstration as lawmakers reconvened. After prayers and speeches, Barber asked the group to follow him in a lap around the rotunda between chambers. A law enforcement official stopped Reverend Barber near the House chamber. A tense exchange ended with Barber turning back to the group to criticize the new rules. A memo on the rules from the Legislative Services Office says police can designate separate areas to allow lawmakers to come and go from the chambers and that the restrictions will not deny free speech rights. Governor Pat McCrory will deliver the biennial State of the State address to the North Carolina General Assembly next week. The House and Senate meeting on Wednesday approved a resolution inviting McCrory to speak at 7 p.m. February 4th in the House chamber. The statewide televised address usually lays out a governor's goals for the upcoming two-year session. The governor sat briefly in the galleries of both chambers shortly after the Republican-controlled House and Senate gaveled in their sessions at noon yesterday. The legislature reconvened 2 weeks after a one-day organizational session to elect Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore as leaders. McCrory walked to an elevator with staff and security at the legislative building without stopping for reporters nearby. The delivery of 7,000 blue recycling carts to residents of Orange County is underway now. Delivery started last Friday. Officials are hoping to have the drop-off completed by the end of next week, barring any complications from the weather. Blair Pollock is a planner with Orange County Solid Waste. He says there were too many variables for the county to determine who got a cart. He says to simplify the process, they distributed new 95-gallon capacity carts at the residents' request. Pollock says many clusters of homes likely all signed up for carts, specifically homes just outside the town limits.
They look just like an in-town, but they happen to be just outside of town. So I say the odds are good that the vast majority of those are going to switch, and that the odds are further good that there'll be some Me Too-ism. So if 80% switched and the other 20% didn't, there may be some that come back and say, yeah, I think that'll work for me too, and we're already starting to see a little bit of that.
Residents can start using their recycling carts immediately. Residents can choose to keep their bins to use as intermediate or overflow storage. They may also return their bins to the convenience centers where they currently deposit their recycling, and there's no change for residents who want to continue recycling with the bins and taking the recycling to the convenience centers. More details in the story on our website, chapelborough.com. And news around town this morning. This Friday, tomorrow, is the last Friday of the month. Time to head to downtown Hillsboro for the last Friday's Art Walk. From 6 until 9 p.m. tomorrow, there will be artist and opening receptions plus other special events at five different art galleries as well as artist studios, shops, and restaurants. For more information and a map, you head online and visit lastfridaysartwalk.org. And the Orange County Arts Commission has named Hillsboro author James Maxey as the region's 2015 Piedmont Laureate. Maxey's a writer of speculative fiction, including science fiction and fantasy. As Piedmont Laureate, he'll appear at public readings, workshops, and other events throughout the year. The Piedmont Laureate program is co-sponsored by arts organizations around the Triangle, including Orange, Durham, and Wake Counties. If you'd like to find out more, visit PiedmontLaureate.com. WCHL News Time 8:39, Raleigh Mann says it was embarrassing the way they treated President Tom Ross. That is in today's commentary, and that's up next.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality health care. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out ncapa.org.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Pilot for just $320 a month with zero due at signing. Or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during the inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete details.
Hello, this is David, the Town Hall Burger and Beer in Durham across from Southbourne Mall. You always know when you come to Town Hall Burger and Beer, you get an 8-ounce burger, cook your way, you choose your bun, you choose a great patty, whether that is a chicken, whether that is quinoa, whether that is black bean, whether it is a salmon or our special blend burger. So now you can come in and have your favorite burger, chicken, quinoa, bacon, hand-cut fries. So come join us at Town Hall Burger and Beer. That's it.
Now's the time to register for your chance to be part of our 5th Annual Healthiest You Challenge. Join WCHL and Chapelboro, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, as we help another 64 challengers on their journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou now to submit your registration by February 11th. We'll randomly select our 64 challengers who will each get a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, progress monitoring, access to health education programs, and more. At the end of the challenge, winners will get a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and in Cary, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman Huntoon and Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelboro.com by February 11th. Here's to the healthiest you in 2015.
8:41, it's 28 degrees now in Chapel Hill, and coming up, Nikki Morris will take a look at your traffic in just a moment here, but first, the world's finest dancers will heat up the stage in Dancing Pros Live. The audience gets to vote for the best of the best. Experience this unforgettable live dancing competition coming up February 12th at DPAC. And we have a grand prize package complete with 2 tickets to Dancing Pros Live, plus a $50 gift card for dinner at Tyler's Restaurant and Tap Room. I'll be picking a finalist now, with a grand prize winner being drawn from the 6 finalists on Friday. You get one more chance here on the morning show. You get one more chance later today with Aaron Keck on WCHL, and then we'll announce the winner tomorrow. If you are caller number 5 right now, 919-929-WCHL, you can be our qualifier. One of only a half dozen. Caller number 5, 919-929-WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Soon after Art Pope bought him the governorship, Pat McCrory became an expert on higher education. Our universities are teaching the wrong things, he said. We need more job training, skills for the marketplace. So then he appointed 16 new members to the Board of Governors, which runs the state's 17-campus university system. The new appointees are mostly white male Republicans. The list is dominated by CEOs, bankers, attorneys. Only one of them has the slightest connection to higher education. He serves on the board of the Appalachian State University's foundation. These are credentials for running a university system. So now this mostly white male Republican Board of Governors shoves aside the system's president, Tom Ross, to make room for someone who can take orders from Governor Pope, McCrory, and his right-wing buddies in the legislature. Has Tom Ross done a bad job? Well, no. In fact, everyone's heaping praise on him for his effectiveness at running the university system admirably for 4 years, filled with difficult challenges. John Fenerbresk, the board chairman, is emphatic. He, quote, "This board believes Tom Ross has been a wonderful president, fantastic work ethic, perfect integrity, worked well with our board." The board's official statement is equally glowing. So why is Ross being pushed out? Well, maybe the board wants a president who will cave into the legislature, suggests Tom Mills, a political consultant. Ross has not fallen into lockstep with our legislature. At that same board meeting that canned President Ross, Governor McCrory showed up to talk about his plans to commercialize our university's academic research and to beef up the state's entrepreneurial culture. Coincidence? Well, no. When politicians and their close friends try to run a university system, inevitably they fail because they base their decisions on the wrong things, their political priorities. McCrory is dead wrong about what higher education should be, and his Board of Governors has brought further shame to our state with its unconscionable treatment of Tom Ross. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We have a dancing Nikki Morse in the studio here getting ready to see the world's finest dancers heating up the stage in Dancing Pros Live.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good move you just executed.
Well, thank you. I don't think that I would win their contest, but, you know, I try.
Well, you are one of the world's finest dancers.
Yeah.
No, maybe not the finest, but you're in that group.
Yes, let's go with that.
Deborah Beller. Yeah, let's go with that. Deborah Beller of Chapel Hill has called in and got qualified. So far, she is one of only five qualifiers. We have Jordan White, Joanne Vance, and Justice Steve Diedrich, and now Deborah Beller. We'll get one more qualifier this afternoon with Aaron Keck on the radio, and then tomorrow morning we'll be announcing the winner of a DPAC prize package, including two tickets to see Dancing Pros Live, and a $50 gift card for dinner at Tyler's Restaurant and Tap Room over there.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will. And that all happens on the 12th of next month. So, at any rate, call in this afternoon and get qualified. You might be a winner. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic, weather, and dancing.
And I thought you were going to say, and speaking of a winner. But no, you did not.
No, I didn't say that.
Nope.
Let's go with dancing instead. Down now for traffic, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And here is Nikki Morse.
I think you'd have to laugh at that one.
Crack
anyway,
myself up, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, we still have a crash that's clearing the median of northbound Durham Freeway right around Briggs Avenue, and that's causing delays that start right around Cornwallis Road. So if you're going to be heading north on the Durham Freeway through RTP or into downtown Durham, just add a little extra time to your commute. 40 eastbound, though, looking pretty good. Delay-free now from 86 all the way out to the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You danced your way through that pretty well.
Oh, thank you.
You did. Tap and jazz and ballet.
Jazz hands.
Spirit fingers. Remember that movie?
Yes.
You had to have spirit fingers. You're going to be a cheerleader here. Oh, man, that was terrible. Why in the world would I remember that?
Oh, because you have a daughter just like around my daughter's age that I remember that.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot. And we'll listen for your news updates throughout the day today at the bottom of the hour on WCHL.
You got it.
All right, Nikki Morse, everybody. It is time now for a word from Berkeley Grimble, one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults over at Grimble Jewelers. Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Town Hall Grill. Partly sunny, slight chance of sprinkles this afternoon. High today in the upper 40s. Got a way to go to get there. It's 29 degrees right now. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of light rain, not as cool. Low tonight, 35. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a high in the middle 40s. This is going to be really windy late in the day tomorrow with gusts up to 30 miles per hour.
Listen, Town Hall Burger and Beer is located on 751 across from South Point Mall. It's the perfect place to pick your own patty, bun, and sauces and be in and out in 20 minutes. Once again, that is Town Hall Burger and Beer. If you haven't been there yet, check it out.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Metamont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, be sure to book a grooming appointment in January and you'll receive 10% off the session. You can also refer three friends to Wolfgang Grooming and your dog will get one free bath. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
On February 1st, the day of the big game, we all know what to expect. Great football, top commercials, and amazing food. But are you ready to feed your game day crowd? Complete your party with Wings Over Chapel Hill, with 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries. Wings Over Chapel Hill provides the perfect choice for your game day spread. Be sure to pre-order wings now so you'll have them ready at kickoff. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to get your order in for the big game. It's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill.
The WCHL Weekend Shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Gain new tips on making your career goals a reality with the inspirational stories on The Art of Potential, hosted by Christian Heemstra. Curious to learn all sorts of new things? So is D.G. Martin, host of Who's Talking. Join him as he uncovers a vast range of subjects from people in our community. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the whole weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, the news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Good morning. It is 29 degrees in Chapel Hill, 850. I'm Ron Stutz, WCHL. And around here, we are so excited for the annual Healthiest You Challenge, the fifth annual event. WCHL and chapelboro.com, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, will help another 64 challengers on a journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. It's much more than an event. There's a whole 6 week worth of stuff that goes along with it. Lots of encouragement, lots of excitement. You can now visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou to submit your registration. A lot of people wait for this and have been waiting for it since last campaign wrapped up. So go to chapelboro.com/healthiestyou and get involved. We will randomly select 64 challengers who will each get a free 6 week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, access to health education programs, and more. Oh boy, this, the value on this is unlimited. At the end of the challenge, the winners will get a 1 year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. Now, it's all thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman Huntoon and Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. You can enter online at chapelboro.com to join in this year's Healthiest You Challenge. If you want a healthier lifestyle, you want to lose some weight, get in shape, and have a lot of fun doing it, well, then this is a challenge for you. And get your name in there today.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that outdoor grilling causes 19,000 emergency room visits and 8,000 house fires a year? Make sure your grill is a safe distance from your home and not under overhanging branches. Check your gas tank regularly for cracks and your hoses for leaks or sharp bends. Place your grill in an open area or patio and not on a deck, a porch, or inside the garage. And always have a fire extinguisher handy. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Tar Heels, where will you live next year? Decide at the Daily Tar Heels Housing Fair on February 4th from 10 to 2 in the Great Hall of the Union. Enjoy free food and prizes and find your new home with friendly help from more than 40 housing choices. At 12 noon, we announce the lucky winners of a Coach Williams autographed basketball, a First Campus lottery pick, and more prizes. So come on out to the DTH Housing Fair February 4th from 10 to 2. Find your place and show your Carolina.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Every morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock, Franklin Street Realty brings you the word of the day with Wayne Pond. What is today's word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? If you know the answers to those questions, and if you get in before anyone else, then you get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Call now, 919-929-WCHL. 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Thomas Watson and Renee Price are co-founders of an organization called Free Spirit Freedom. They're presenting a couple of very special events on Saturday and Sunday, 3 until 5 each day, at Central Orange Senior Center. It's all designed to kick off Black History Month. Thomas Watson and Orange County Commissioner Renee Price are today WCHL Hometown Heroes.
The program this weekend is going to be pretty much on the one-room schools for colored kids here in Orange County, which my mother attended one, and she'll be on the program. And we're going to review their history, their past, and what it was like to have gone to those schools.
It starts with a photography exhibit by local photographer and artist Jacqueline Liggins.
According to the 1935-36 State Archives study, there were like 28, 29 of these little schoolhouses around Orange County, and she's taken pictures of Haith, Morris Grove, Ridge Road, Sarton, and White Oak.
The photography exhibit is on Saturday from 3 until 5, and then on Sunday from 3 until 5, there's an afternoon of storytelling involving the people who attended those schools.
Despite what the schools were like and some of the challenges, it was a way that they were going to get out of poverty and to make a better world. I think it's important for young people today to realize the sacrifices that were made and the strength that it took to be able to go to school, get an education, despite what the challenges were, to go on and now, you know, have your own profession, your own business, or what have you.
Renee Price and Thomas Watson co-founded Free Spirit Freedom because they thought it was important to pass along information about what came before right here in Orange County.
Thomas and I had been on several other community organization boards, and we got to know each other and started talking about our history. And we just thought that we needed something that talked about the history of people of color in Orange County and something that would last beyond February, Black History Month, something that was continuous. And it's really surprising to find out what has happened in Orange County and who we live amongst. We have some very interesting people that took part in the sit-ins in Greensboro, marched with Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was here. He was in Chapel Hill. How many people really know that? So we just decided that we would use photography, trying to get old photographs of people. And the minute that people see the photographs, memories come back, stories are told, and it's become a bridge.
This living history will be told on Saturday and Sunday at the Central Orange Senior Center, a two-day event to kick off about Black History Month in Orange County, co-presented by Orange County and Free Spirit Freedom. For more information, go to hillsboroughartscouncil.org. Thanks to Renee Price and Thomas Watson, today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
The BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite Sales Event is happening now at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs are lower cost with lower mileage and an up to 5-year or 75,000-mile warranty. During the Certified Pre-Owned Elite Sales Event, lease a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. That's a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. As low as 0.9% financing and a one-payment credit of up to $500 are also available on select Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs. Listen to what Donna had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
We were greeted with enthusiasm when we first came into the dealership. Kip, the BMW genius, was very helpful and knowledgeable about the car we were testing. Steve Slocum and John Hillard made our buying experience easy and effortless. It was overall the best car buying experience I have ever had.
Now that's a wow. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
36-month lease with 10K miles per year based on an MSRP of $34,900 and a selling price of $40,325. $25 with $5,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
Congratulations to Walt Mack of Chapel Hill. Called in with the word of the day, roseate. R-O-S-E-A-T-E. It means overly optimistic.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News brought to you by Durham Tech. I'm Ron Stutz. Gotta go. See you on the radio. It's 9 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk,